Are you ready to rewind? Take a nostalgia-filled ride back to a simpler time. It's Acid Wash Memories, a retro pop culture celebration. And now your hosts, Joe Marotta and Michael Quinn.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode number 65 of Acid Wash Memories, a retro pop culture celebration. Today, it's a sweet episode because we are talking about candy. My name is Joe Marotta, alongside America's favorite sweet tooth, Michael Quinn. How you doing there, Michael?
That's me.
That is you.
Yep.
Folks, if you are new around here, what we do is a retro pop culture celebration. Each week is something completely different. And if you're not that interested in candy, and who isn't? But if you're not, we do have 64 other episodes available where, Michael Quinn?
In the archives.
In the archives, so you can find something you like. But today's a little bit different than normal. Normally here on Acid Wash Memories, Quinn, we will give some type of, I guess, walkthrough something or a history lesson.
What is this?
Yeah, like, what is candy? Ha ha.
Yeah, ha ha ha.
This time around, we're going to pretty much get right into the meat of the show, or the sweet of the show, if you will, where we're going to rank the four best candies in our personal opinions. Before we do that, though, I want to remind everyone, whether you're a first-timer or a long-timer, to follow us on Twitter at AWM Podcast. You can also join our friendly Facebook group where you talk about all sorts of foods, whether it's a meat of some kind or a chip.
Yeah, meat.
You can talk about meat.
We're going to do that. The Acid Wash Memories, meat.
History of meat.
Yes.
You can talk about anything you want.
Then the chicken episode, too.
Well, we did chicken, remember? Yeah. KFC, we talked a lot about
that's
chicken.
That's true.
We've done pizza. But that's the whole point, is you can talk about anything from when you were growing up, 70s, 80s, 90s, now, whatever, the hits of today. Do it on our Facebook group, Acid Washed Memories. It is a fun place, Quinn. We call it Home Crap Home.
Yes, Home Crap Home.
All right, so join that group. All right, but today we said we're going to talk about candy. When we do a Mount Rushmore, what we are trying to accomplish is ranking the four best of something, right?
Yes.
So, Quinn, if we're going to rank something,
yeah,
which we occasionally do on this show,
we'll rank rankings rigors.
The best thing to do is bring on a special guest, right?
I think it's necessary.
I think it is necessary. So yeah. I am happy to announce returning to the show is someone, you know, Quinn, last week we talked about Seinfeld.
We did.
And we talked about how Elaine was like one of the boys.
One of the boys, yeah. She's just part of the group.
I think that our guest today is our Elaine. She is a professional wrestling announcer and commentator. She is our announcer here on Acid Wash Memories. She is a cereal connoisseur, a sultan of snacks, and today, perhaps, a queen of confection.
Ooh.
We are happy to welcome back to Acid Wash Memories the lovely and talented Alyssa Marino.
Hi, everybody. Thank you so much for having me back. Oh, and to be an Elaine is truly... That's part of my Mount Rushmore of just people. So, wow. You know, as opposed to the actual Mount Rushmore of people. But whatever.
You're no Teddy Roosevelt, Alyssa.
See, now you got the fans. It's like, when's the Mount Rushmore of people? When's that?
Oh, no.
Yeah. Alyssa's next appearance. Yes, yeah. We're just ranking humankind here. Yeah. The four
just
best
humans. Great.
But Alyssa, it's so great to have you back.
It is great to be back. Thank you so much. Anything, you know, the Sultan of Snacks is a new one. I might take that because that's... Wow.
You get the crown or whatever.
Do sultans wear crowns?
They wear like the felt crowns.
Oh,
or some
felt.
Kind of
we'll get you a felt crown.
Yes.
Perfect. Can I have like a staff of some sort?
Yeah. I think
like,
you deserve one.
All the stuff. Yeah.
So Alyssa, we're going to be talking about the candy, as you well know. We're going to rank them. And folks, those of you listening, anytime we rank something, we know you have disparate opinions out there.
Yep.
Be sure to tweet at Alyssa about those disagreements, please. Okay. So I guess we'll... You know, with candy, I'm sure we'll divide this as we go into categories because there are the categories, right?
This is true.
The chocolate, the hard candy, gum. It is a candy, right? Yeah. Gum. So
yes.
we'll do that. But Alyssa, just you are the guest and you are a sultan apparently now with the felt crown.
Apparently.
If you had to pick a Rushmore, what would be on it? Give us one.
All right. So obviously, since I've been promoted to a sultan now, I have to start with something that I feel like may or may not have been described as one of the most unhealthy candies because it basically combines candy and cookie. And I'm talking about none other than Twix.
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 It's a Twix. They're all Twix.
Oh, my God.
With the cookie crunch.
When I was a kid, I loved Twix. And the fact that they split it for you, isn't that so nice of them?
They take the effort out.
You don't have to do it yourself.
This is weird. I have a very particular way of eating a Twix. So I have to nibble off the caramel first, like a corn on the cob.
Really?
And then you have to suck on the cookie and chocolate part. I don't know. It's just what I do.
I never even attempted that.
Well, we know what you're doing next time you go to 7-Eleven.
Have to try it that way.
And now they have variations as well. There's like cookies and cream, salted caramel.
They got very creative.
The ice cream one.
Yeah.
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 That's a good one. You know, and I was not thinking Twix. I like that. I like that a lot. That's in consideration on the snack table,
you
will.
Yes, it's got to be on the snack table.
Quinn, I guess we'll go to you next.
I feel like this one is always the controversial one, and I don't know why people dislike this one, but to me, it's like Mount Rushmore tier, Good and Plenty.
Oh.
Good and Plenty. I knew everyone would be like, come on, Good and Plenty.
They don't even live up to their
first
name.
First of all, simple, easy, pink, white, licorice. Doesn't get much better than that, right?
Are you 83?
It's not like I'm proposing Woolworth's originals over here.
Werther's.
Werther's original. I would prefer Werther's original. Too.
Yes, grandfather. No, none of that.
No, but I think I'm with Alyssa. I think I'd prefer a Werther. Good and Plenty.
Love my Good and Plenty. Don't know any other candy that I love so well.
Good and Plenty is in movie theaters around the country. It's a staple.
So is Gum on the Floor,
it's a
Quinn.
Classic. I love it. I will not hear any Good and Plenty slander around here.
Well, you might hear some. You might have to cover your ears.
I feel like when we convene every time, I feel like I always recommend this like one that like nobody at the table is in agreement about.
Well, I think it's you. I mean,
Good and Plenty is like one of my all-time favorites.
What's the fruit variation? Good and Fruity?
Yeah.
Fruit and Plenty? What's it called?
I think it's Fruit and Plenty.
Plenty of fruit? No.
It's like, guys, get out of here. Stick to the licorice. It's perfect.
Okay. We'll put it on now because it's the second one.
What is the, like, why is everyone like, eh? What is everyone's thing against it?
I think that black licorice just has such a polarizing taste to it.
Mm.
It assaults the senses. But it's like black coffee. Some people want to torture their taste buds. Some people are normal. No, I'm just kidding. But
Elaine.
Yeah. I can't abide with black licorice. I don't know what it is. It is. And then you have like a candy coating. So now it's like a weird tactile thing too that's happening texture wise.
Mm.
You know what it has too is in a bad way. There's a negative thing is the teeth sticking factor. You know, TSF.
It does not have the TSF.
It has TSF.
No way.
Yeah.
TSF.
Most candy has TSF.
Quinn. A lot does, but not Good and Plenty. That's what the coating's for.
They get stuck in my tea.
It's like chalk. It's great.
Ew. Oh, yeah. It's chalky and tastes like anise. Yeah. You're really selling it.
Oh, thank goodness.
Fantastic. Okay. I'll think of a better one then. How about that?
I'm taking it off the table already.
No. Good. You're not going to take it off the table, but I'm going to top it.
Yes, sir.
But we're workshopping.
Yeah, clearly. I'm gonna give one.
Please.
Unless you don't like a certain type of nut, I don't see how this can't be a favorite, or if you're allergic to it, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
There's no wrong way to eat a Reese's.
A classic.
Mm, good stuff.
It's an incredible combination.
What a confection, if you will.
It is a confection.
It is a confection.
It's got like the little, it's a crown, like for a Sultan, perhaps. Yeah. You know, it's got like the little ridges, and they're just so pleasing, these little ridges, are they not?
They are. It does have the melt factor in your hands, which is the one thing going against it.
Yeah, the MFH.
It can be very sloppy.
Like, it can, but if not on a cold day.
Not on a cold day, correct.
And not if you eat it fast enough.
True.
Which I do.
To me, that's just a challenge.
The bigger Reese's cups are actually like crappier because your hands get all messed
up. That's
like
a meal.
You know the like wider ones or whatever?
Yeah, the king size ones.
The mini ones, but they're still in the cupcake form or whatever they're cupcake supposed to be. You know what I mean?
It is like a cupcake form.
They even have the wrapper.
Yeah,
cupcake
they have the wrapper. And they also have the good variation, like the seasonal variety, like the eggs and the Santas and the pumpkins and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Those things. I'm a peanut butter guy, though. I know not everyone can eat like peanut butter or likes it. You do.
Mm-hmm.
Alyssa, your thoughts on the PB cups there from Reese's?
So when it's with chocolate, I'm down with peanut butter.
Okay.
Peanut butter on its own, I could kind of... I could take it or leave it, but when it has that twist of chocolate to it. But here's the thing I wonder. Reese's in itself, I feel like, is a franchise. You know, we have the fast break, we have the sticks, we have Reese's or as, you know, colloquially, Reese's Pieces.
Thank you. Okay. For years, I've said this, Reese's Pieces, Reese's Pieces. Everyone's like, what the hell are you talking about? What is it? Is it from a commercial? Where did it come from? I don't know. I just always call it Reese's Pieces.
Wasn't it from like E.T.? Didn't he lure him with, but I don't know if he called them Reese's Pieces.
I don't think he called them Reese's Pieces, did he?
I swear this was a 90s thing, not a 80s thing.
I've heard other people say it.
Yeah.
Besides you, too, now, apparently.
Other people have said it to me. That's how I picked it up.
But the company is Reese's, and, so, and Pieces already rhymes with Reese's.
Yeah, but I don't know.
I know. Why did we change both words?
That's what I'm saying. I'm just very confused.
Is this like a, what's it called? A
Mandela effect?
Mandela effect. That's the word I'm looking for.
A Mandela effect.
Is this a Mandela effect? Is this like everyone rewrote that they were Reese's Pieces rather than Reese's Pieces?
It might be slight Mandela.
Yeah.
So you were headed towards Reese's as a franchise, though, Alyssa. So where were you going towards with that?
So I guess I wonder, are we including everything that's under the Reese's umbrella with Twix? Do we include everything that's under the Twix umbrella?
I don't know, because then you have like a juggernaut like Hershey's, and you can't put every... Because some of their stuff sucks.
Don't they like own everything, really? It's like them and Mars or something.
And Nestle.
Nestle, yeah.
Okay, that's something to ponder. For now, we'll keep the cups on the table, though. Are we okay with that?
Yeah, cups.
Cups are on the table.
Okay. Alyssa, you got another one?
I do. So I'm hoping that this might be able to boot Good and Plenty, but
come
Twizzlers.
Twizzlers, Quinn's fine with that.
I am very fine with that.
Okay.
That is that's a winner there.
Let's take Good and Plenty. Delete, 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 delete. Twizzlers.
Delete, delete, delete.
Why is that though?
I feel like Twizzlers we're getting the fruitiness. We're getting the chewiness. There's not really like a sourness to it, but I feel like it's very traditional. It's a go-to. It's easy to kind of take on the go in the little stick forms. It can be interactive. You can do activities with them.
The one with you pull them off or whatever. What is that called?
Pull and peel.
Pull and peel.
Let's go.
I love those.
You make like a mustache out of it and stuff.
Not to mention you have the variation of strawberry and cherry and like...
Yeah.
Is there a watermelon one too?
I think there's all sorts.
Yeah.
But don't they, for the traditional black licorice lovers, they have the black licorice variety too.
So for those, I can accept that.
For those weirdos.
If Twizzlers can be on because it encompasses licorice.
Yeah, definitely table that one.
Right.
For sure. I mean, it's a classic. It's got a good taste.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun. Like Alyssa said, it's interactive.
Yes.
You can bite the ends off and make it a straw.
It's fantastic. Yes.
You have all different options how to eat it.
There's even that one where it has like nerds attached to it or whatever.
That's a little weird.
Have you seen those?
No.
Where it's like a Twizzler, but it has like nerds on the outside or something.
Yeah, it's like a nerd's rope, right?
Yes.
I think that's what it was called.
I had one of those once and I was very impressed. I was like, this looks like it should be garbage and it's fantastic.
You were impressed?
Yeah.
Did you write them a letter and say, this is a good candy?
Yeah. Maybe it wasn't Twizzler, though. I'm trying to think.
It might be a knockoff.
Yeah. It did have Nerds. It was Nerds branded. Either way.
Well, it's nice.
Either way, it's the same kind of candy. I love it.
Good pick.
Good pick.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Quinn.
Haribo Gummy Bears.
Now, I seem to recall that you brought this up in like some snack-related discussion as well,
fantastic.
Right? You love these friggin' gummy bears.
I love them. And, you know, I always grew up, I wasn't a big gummy bear person, right? And I discovered the in the gold packaging Haribo, and I was like, what's this all about? And I had them, and it just changed my whole outlook on gummy bears, that they should be kind of like a Rushmore of candy, because they're old school. They're very like consistently throughout the history of candy, you know? And I feel like they're top tier, because also you get a bunch of flavors, right? In one package. It's not just
there's a variety.
It's not just like peanut butter or chocolate or like, you know, these very one type of thing.
Yeah, good or plenty.
You got your watermelon, your cherry, your apple. Like you got all sorts of colors. The clear ones, I can never tell the
those
orange
are, what
ones.
What are those, glycerin flavored?
I think
what
those
is
are
that?
The watermelon ones,
they're
actually.
They're clear flavored.
Yeah, they're clear flavored.
Oh, they're water.
I just had a package of them the other day. I got them off delivery there. They were fantastic.
Were they $9 on delivery?
I got other things. It was a GoPuff order and I picked them up they're so good that you want to hose the package and you can't, because it says like, hey, you should really only have like four of these or something, but nobody has four, so I have like eight or 10 or something like that. But still, fantastic. Definitely up there. Come on.
So you like them?
I do like them.
Alyssa, do you like the gummy bears?
So they get a high rating for me for the FVF, the flavor variation factor.
Oh.
However, texturally, I feel like gummy bear varieties, whether it's Haribo or a different brand, they can really be hit or miss.
Yeah.
They can vary.
And I think that's why I call that Haribo.
Specifically.
Yeah.
They're actually one of the textures I don't mess with. It's like too chewy. Like, I like gummy bears that are a little more firm, but that's just a personal preference.
Yeah, with the, they almost have like a coating on them. I think I know what you mean.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly that.
Almost like what my mom used to call fruit wrinkles.
I think it's polyvinyl, actually, is the coating.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Not,
okay.
Not that positive.
Checks
but
out.
That yeah. Checks polyethylene, out. One of those. I'm not really sure.
Oh, what a coating.
No, they're good. I don't think I'd rush more them, but I'm not going to be. I'm not doing the big sweep off the table.
Wait, nobody likes my candy around here, huh?
I like Twizzlers.
Yeah.
Well, you're a big Twizzler fan.
I am a big Twizzler fan.
Okay. I am going to mention this one only because I need to mention my Rushmore version of it, if that makes sense. So you guys know Butterfinger?
Yes.
I don't like Butterfinger that much.
Really?
Because of the way it sticks in my teeth.
Uh-huh.
I like a very and it's not going to make it, but I had to mention it. A very unheralded version made by Hershey's known as Fifth Avenue, which you can barely find anymore.
Yeah, no, they don't carry that anymore.
Hershey's Fifth Avenue. It'll make you go.
It's basically Butterfinger, but it's softer and the texture is better. It's actually a chocolate bar. Remember, Butterfinger doesn't have enough chocolate to be, it's a chocolatey coating.
It's true.
It's a better version of Butterfinger, but I just wanted to mention it, okay? It's not going to make it, so I'm going to put something on the table. What about M&M's?
Simple but effective. Yes.
100%. And I think that there's so much variety. I 100% agree with M&M's. Just they're cultural icons.
Yes.
Yep.
I'm down with M&M's.
I think
like
M&M's like almost a guarantee.
I think so. Where do they melt? They melt in your mouth.
Not in your hand.
Not in your hand.
Yeah. Not in your hand. And that's a
big advantage on like Reese's over here. Like melting all over your hand.
Yeah, but their PCs don't melt in your hand.
Their PCs don't, but their PCs are just a copy
of M&M's. We're getting dangerously close to saying a very...
Did I say anything dirty here?
We're getting close to saying a very flatulent word is all I'm trying to say.
I get it, but...
You're picking that up?
Yeah, I'm
Reese's
picking
feces
it up.
Is what I'm saying.
Oh, that.
You're picking up the feces and putting them right in your mouth so they melt there.
Yes.
What did you think I was trying to say, Quinn?
I don't know.
Good. So M&M's. Yeah, I mean, let's talk about the varieties. You got peanut, if you want a whole peanut.
Yeah.
It's true.
Almond, if you can have an almond.
Who gets the almond? Fantastic. That's the rare.
My mom loved the almond.
Really?
They're my favorite variation.
Really?
Alyssa Marino gets the almond.
Interesting.
Yeah. Almond M&M's.
As my wife would say, almond.
Oh, almond, yes.
Almond. You have peanut butter, which is my favorite, because again, I'm a peanut butter guy.
Yeah.
Now, those things are different than the Pieces, because Reese's Pieces don't have chocolate, and they're very flat.
Yeah.
Peanut butter M&M's are chonkers.
Oh, they are.
They're
big
are.
Boys.
They got some girth.
You're getting your money's worth.
You know what I always liked M&M too? I'll never get over the fact that when we were all kids here that they made a big deal by adding green.
Blue.
Like just the
blue.
The green M&M was the lady though, right? Didn't she come also? Like,
oh yeah, but that was to the commercials. The actual flavor, they got rid of the light tan one and they brought in the blue.
Right. The blue.
The new blue M&Ms accept no imitations.
And the blue was a whole campaign.
Yep.
And like the fact that just bringing in a color, they don't taste any different.
Right.
Like that this was like this big thing, right? It was, I swear they did stuff at like the Super Bowl over it. Like it was a huge marketing thing. And it just left an indelible like thing on my life.
Oh, it is
like,
indelible. There's no delibility.
No, an indelible mark. On my childhood.
I
remember the whole campaign like it was yesterday.
There was also, I remember in the 90s, the gray M&Ms. They were like very rare, and if you found them, you could win something. Do you remember that?
Yeah, there was some contest.
Yeah.
Like finding, you know, the mystery M&M. Didn't even have a question mark on it or something.
It might have. I don't remember.
Yeah, I remember, but it was some big thing.
The rules say if you find the gray imposter M&Ms, the winning bag could be worth $1 million.
Yeah, they're definitely like up there. Well, how many do we have on the, like... that are definites at this point.
I think M&M's is the first like definite.
Definite,
I think like
definite.
We don't even need to question that. You know what I mean?
Right.
Are we going to all turn our keys, you think, for M&M's?
Yeah.
Just get it on?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
All right. So for number one on the Mount Rushmore of candy, M&M's. Very Sultan-esque sound effect there. On the board, just as a reminder here, is Twix, Twizzlers, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, and Haribo Gummy Bears, specifically.
Yeah.
So I guess M&M's was my last pick. Alyssa, you?
Okay, so this I think I'm on a similar vein here where it's just one that I really, really like and need to shout out because I think that it ticks so many boxes because there's just such an amalgam of flavor. And I'm talking about a whatchamacallit.
Hmm.
Excellent texture.
From the
there's
Wonka
a lot
factory,
of good
right?
mouthfeel.
Mouthfeel, yes. Yeah. Very important. Yes. No, that's not Wonka. Isn't that Hershey?
I thought it was Wonka. Whatchamacallit.
I'm pretty sure a whatchamacallit is Hershey.
I think it's a Hershey.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh, my whole life, I thought it was a Wonka.
Your whole life?
Yeah.
Oh, hi. My name is, Dave Meltzer from the Wrestling Observer News. I like candy because, well, actually, the whatchamacallit is made by Hershey, not Wonka. So
I haven't had one of those whatchamacallits in a long
yeah.
get see what I did in a long time. Thank you.
Such a great name for a candy.
It's
by
a
the
great,
way.
Yeah, it's catchy and memorable. I don't think it has like enough widespread mainstream popularity to be on the Rushmore.
Yeah,
though. You know, like Fifth Avenue. Yeah. You know,
yeah. exactly.
But or Good and Plenty, apparently.
Good and Plenty is a classic.
So was Prohibition, Quinn. Yeah. And that went over well. So,
come on now.
So, I appreciate you. I'm going to let you finish. Yes. But I think that if you have another pick, you know, a serious contender, Alyssa, you know.
So, okay, my backup, my actual serious contender was actually just because we're talking about there's different variations and categories when it comes to a Mount Rushmore that we should be representing. And in the spirit of inclusivity, I'm going to go with Sour Patch Kids. I feel like we are missing out on the sour element here. We have the chewiness of a gummy bear, sort of. We have different flavor variations, and we have sour punch in the face. First they're sour, then they're sweet.
With that said, actually, maybe we should have the sour discussion right now.
Ooh. The sour discussion. Oh my gosh.
I wasn't right. I wasn't planning on it.
I'm just saying there's other like ones that I think resonate just like Sour Patch Kids. Warheads, for example. Those were the biggest thing around for a while.
Yep, that's a sour hard candy.
Right, but it's the same concept and I'm wondering if we should have the sour candies have a fight here. Like duke it out for a spot.
I don't disagree. Because there's also like sour gummy worms.
Right.
And things of that variety.
Yeah.
Where you're getting the gummy and the sour again. Mm-hmm. I think the Sour Patch Kids, though, are the representation of a sour candy that most people would
like,
think of, right?
Yeah. They're probably like the poster child. The
literally.
Poster
and
kid.
They're children, so, yeah.
They're actual kids. So.
Yeah, they live up to it.
Yeah.
I mean, Warheads, are those a Rushmore, though, Quinn? I mean, we all did the stupid Warhead challenge. Did you, Alyssa, were you part of that?
Of course.
Okay, just double checking.
The only thing with Warheads is that they had like a moment because they were like kind of like newish or something in the 90s. I remember they were
iconic. They were all the rage.
They were for a few years.
For a few years, they had like a like, oh, can you withstand this? Like, oh, the black one's like the crazy
yeah,
one.
The blue one, watch the fuck out.
Yeah.
You know?
Like there was like, everyone was like insisting that it's like, hey, if you like eat two of these, they will like kill you or something. Like, take in those challenges.
I did the challenges.
Yeah.
But are they Rushmore material?
They might be just a fad.
They're very 90s.
Yeah.
They're very 90s.
They're very Dan Cortez. They're very 90210. Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to put it out there because if we're going to talk about sour, I feel like there's a lot of people listening who'd be like, what about Warheads,
sure.
right? Like they were like 100%. Such a huge deal in the 90s.
But I'd put Sour Patch Kids, I think, above Warheads.
Yeah.
In terms of an overall importance and long-lasting appeal.
Yeah, I can't think of anything that challenged Sour Patch Kids like Warheads.
In the sour category?
Yeah, but it seems like the Sour Patch Kids have held out the battle here.
I think those kids are all right.
I would agree.
We'll keep them tabled, because mm-hmm. that's good. Quinn?
Here's one that I think that, I feel like it gets, like, forgotten in the shuffle, but whenever you eat it,
yeah.
it's like, damn, this is a good candy bar. Three Musketeers.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow. Okay.
See, everyone forgets about it. And then, like, you think about how it tastes and you're like, man, I could really go for that right now.
Because they're so light and fluffy.
Yeah.
It's true.
They have, like, a distinguishing factor, I feel like, from a lot of candy bars. They always were so unique to me and such, like, a treat.
I agree with you on the Three Musketeers. You mind if I interject a little bit of history here? Did you know, this is for the benefit of our UK and elsewhere listeners that we have. We do have those.
Oi, mate. Nice podcast you've got here, innit? I'm just on me way out of me flat, headed out onto the high street to visit the shoppies. Fish and cheeps.
The Three Musketeers, what we call a Three Musketeers in the UK and other parts of the world, is called a Milky Way.
Oh, it's like,
yes,
it's like a reversal. Yeah.
So for those
like a Street Fighter 2 situation,
it's a whole Balrog and Vega thing.
Yeah.
So for those of you on the other side of the pond, we are referring to what you guys would call a Milky Way. What we call a Milky Way here in the United States, they call a Mars bar.
What? Mm,
and okay. What we call a Mars bar, which is very rare here, is like a whole different thing that they don't have.
Didn't the Mars bar go away here?
Yeah, like we don't deal with the Mars bar over here.
Mars is like, we're doing the M&M thing.
Yeah, like, fuck your bar.
Yeah.
But so, Alyssa, there are three of us, and I would say we are Musketeer-esque.
Oh, yes.
What do you think of the Three Musketeers bar?
I think Three Musketeer is a fantastic candy bar. Nail on the head with the uniqueness, because there's really no other that I can think of candy bar like it. Now, where I... little caveat is that I feel like the only time I think about it is when they come out in the fun size at Halloween and you get one by accident.
Yeah.
By accident.
Like, you know, like, I don't know if...
Can we discuss for a second, what is it about that candy bar? People forget about it, but whenever they eat it, they're like, oh my God. Like, it's got this, like, what is it, a marketing thing?
Like,
what is going on there?
I think it's marketing, because you don't see too many commercials for it.
Because I never met a person that didn't like a Three Musketeers. That's the thing. And it's always like,
yeah, they're good.
This is so good. Like, it has this, like, it just punches you in the face when you eat it. Like, you're like, it's amazing.
In, like, the candy bar, like, the chocolate bar category, it's definitely a standout. Like, definitely.
Yes.
I think... I might like it more than Milky Way, because I don't need all that nougat or caramel or whatever the hell Milky Way has.
The teeth
stickage.
Yeah, it's just soft, and it. I don't know. It's almost like...
It's fluffy.
It's almost like if ice cream could be good warm, because it's soft. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
like,
wow. Mind blown.
There
like
he is.
If it could actually
There's
be
Quinn.
Good as warm.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah, warm ice cream. It's like a warm ice cream.
Yeah.
Now, just jumping off of that, if you ever take a Three Musketeers or a Milky Way, put it in the freezer, let it harden up, smack it on your countertop and eat the bits. Oh.
Yeah.
I trust you.
Nectar of the gods.
I trust you
there, yeah. Definitely.
The conviction with which she put that forth.
You seem to have these like unique ways of eating candy bars. I'm just really basic. I just open a package and eat them. I never really like...
It's fun either way.
Alyssa microwaves them for 17 seconds, you know, and then you have to stand on your head.
Specifically that number.
Yeah, 17.
Yeah.
No second more, no second less.
Yeah. No. It has to be 17. Good pick, though. Good pick, Michael Quinn.
Great pick, yeah.
Is there any merit? I'm just throwing it out there. It's not even one of my favorites, but we got to cover the thing so that people don't complain. The Snickers enter this discussion?
Snickers, it feels like, hey, we marketed this a lot, so you're supposed to like it.
Hey, that's great. But who are the chefs?
Not going anywhere for a while?
You're a googly moogly.
Grab a Snickers.
Like, I never thought it was, like,
okay.
That great.
So it's the Tony the Tiger, Alyssa, of candy bars. Ugh.
Speaking of Tony the Tiger, they pretend like it's like, hey, this is really good if you're taking a run or something. Like, it's like, what? Like, what? Who eats candy when they're exercising, right?
Or you're really hungry, you haven't had a meal, have a fucking Snickers.
It even has like a sports font to it.
Yeah, it's
like, you know
very
what I'm saying?
Sports.
Yeah, they're like, NFL players eat this.
Like protein bar? Oh, you're running around doing errands and you're hangry? Here you go, have some chocolate. No. I need a meal.
It's absolutely not good for you.
No, of course not. None of this stuff is. So I figured like we need to mention, but I personally, I'll have a Snickers every couple years, you know what I mean? But like,
I never willingly choose a Snickers. If I was at the candy store and I was looking at a big selection, big spread, I would not touch that.
Big spread.
Yeah.
Okay. So listen, where do you fall on that?
Traditional Snickers, I'll take it in the fun size at Halloween and I'll enjoy the little morsel. However, if I am at a Wawa or a local convenience store and I see Snickers with almond, I'm there. Snickers variations, I would challenge, are better than OG Snickers.
Even the Snickers ice cream is better than Snickers.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Every variation of Snickers is better than Snickers. So and that's saying something.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that enough to keep them on the table and in contention?
I think they're off the table.
I feel like they're off the table. If I'm going to have a peanutty flavor with chocolate, I feel like I would stick with Reese's because it's a little more original.
I like that. And I think that we fight for Reese's here into the Rushmore.
I think we all agree on Reese's Pieces and the Reese's Empire in general.
I think so. I mean... Do they have a bad one? Reese's Fast Break, you know, the peanut butter cups, the original. The dark chocolate peanut butter cups.
Reese's Fast Break, though, you're reminding me of Kit Kats, which is another Kit Kats.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Oof.
Are we okay to put Reese's on, though?
Yes.
I think we can do it.
All right. Are we doing cups or are we doing everything?
Just Reese's. Period.
Peanut butter candy, right? Yeah. Okay, that's
fine. Yeah, because that'll factor in the Reese's Puff cereal as well.
Oh, yes, that.
And it all goes back to the cereal, Alyssa Marino.
It's got to.
Alrighty, so for number two, the Reese's Peanut Butter Empire. Alright, so for number two, we got Reese's Peanut Butter Empire. We got M&M's number one. A recap here of what's on the table, folks. See if we want to start cleaning up the table and put some new things. We still got Twix. We got the Twizzlers. We got the gummy bears. I'm ready to kick those. I don't know about you, Quinn. Alyssa, I think you're with me, right?
It hurts because it's an adult discovery of being good, and it's one of the rare candy discoveries I've had in recent years of actually being amazing.
And we can celebrate that.
We can celebrate that.
We can celebrate it.
We're very happy for you. Our fans are very happy for you. But you are not going to guilt me into this one, Quinn.
Okay.
We're sweeping it, Alyssa?
I think so.
2-1. All right, so
I think there's going to be some debate regarding gummy bears on the boards there.
Let them debate. Yeah. The master debaters on our group over there. Reese's Feces. All right, so we also have us Sour Patch Kids. I'm still cool with that.
Did we agree as far as why? Because that we need to have sour representation. Like, are they just getting like a default?
Well, they're on the table for sure. I don't know
the United Nations of candy here. I don't know. We have to, you know,
the G20. Yeah. I don't know that sour is necessarily getting a spot on the Rushmore. Okay. If it fights hard enough, I think sour can get a spot. It's also an excellent album by Olivia Rodrigo. So. That notwithstanding, I'm fine with keeping them on.
Okay.
Three Musketeers is also on. Who had the last, whose turn is it? It's you, Quinn, right?
It's me? Okay, there's a couple I'm thinking of right now. Like I said, Kit Kats.
Oh, yeah.
But also, I think we should keep these in the same category. Nestle's Crunch. Is that?
Wow. I haven't thought about Nestle's Crunch in so long? Probably too long.
Well, because there's also the weird, like, white chocolate Oreo variation that, like, Hershey's does.
No,
like,
that's a different candy.
Oh, the cookies and cream bar?
Yeah, it's a cookies and cream bar.
To me, that's always been just like a Nestle's. No, they're very much the same.
The Hershey variation of the Crunch is the Crackle.
I'm not saying they're exactly the same.
Crackle.
I'm saying it's the same type of candy.
Puffed rice.
It's got something in it that's crunchy. Period.
But I'm saying Hershey's direct equivalent is the Crackle. I'm just putting that out there so I don't have to answer tweets.
All I'm saying is
on your behalf.
I'm talking right now about a category of candy, the crunchy
candy.
Like the Kit Kat of the world, the Nestle's Crunch.
The Mr. Goodbar.
Yeah.
Payday. Payday's not crunchy.
Did they discontinue Crackle?
Payday's, I think, a little chewy.
Payday's chewy. No, Crackle's around, but I feel like you only find it in the minis.
Exactly.
They used to have the full Crackle bar.
Oh, I remember full Crackle.
Yeah, full Crackle.
You never go full Crackle.
You never go full Crackle. It's like 30 years ago, the last time I went full Crackle.
But Kit Kat, as far as all of these is concerned, feels like the most iconic because of the commercial. Give me a break. Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat
bar. I mean, it is good.
They have a jingle. How many other candies have their own jingle?
It's one of the only people remember.
True.
One, two, three, four. Give me a break.
And it is, I mean, the marketing is brilliant. The design, the inherent design of the Kit Kat is great because it's breakable, but you don't have to if you don't want
to. Not to mention there's those like large versions of it where it's like this huge, like
that big cat.
Yeah, the big cat. Yes.
Ernie Ladd style.
Yeah,
Quinn.
Like Kit Kat has a lot of variations, which is surprising for something so simple.
They took something and they made it work. They improved upon the wheel. Think about all the different flavors they have. If you think about even like in Japan, they have super unique Kit Kat flavors too. So like that is a universal candy.
Ooh, that's a good one. And all it is a chocolate covered wafer, and they made it work.
They made it work over time.
Hell yeah, they did. I like that.
Okay, so Kit Kat's on the table.
Oh, definitely.
They're going to take the crunchy section there. Of the nominations.
For now.
Yeah, okay. I would agree.
Does anyone have thoughts on the peppermint patty? Do we like that? Do we not like that?
I love peppermint patty.
I love.
Me too.
Yeah. York peppermint.
York,
patty.
Yes.
Remember, it's only real if it's a York peppermint patty.
That's correct. I think that one is refreshing.
Yes.
More so than the Junior Mint. I just wanted to mention the Junior Mint. They're not movie theater candy, in my opinion, here. Like, milk,
oh, is that
duds.
Why you hate gummy bears, too? What's that about? Because they're a movie theater
they
staple.
They all get stuck in my teeth.
That's the point. You get, because then you eat the popcorn, and the popcorn sticks to it, and it creates a sweet and savory sensation. And please, no milk dud slander.
I didn't slander. I just said they get stuck
in my teeth.
You can
get free dental work out of a milk dud. Come on.
I guess you could. I guess it's a yank out a filling or a crown or something.
What about jujubes, Joe? Is that
yeah,
maybe?
No jujubes, no juji fruits.
Juji fruit.
Neither.
They're so good.
When I was a kid, I loved juji fruit.
I never liked
so much. Like, because you couldn't find them everywhere. They were like this.
I wonder why.
They were like so rare. And they were the best.
And Mike and Ike and Red Hots and hot tamales and all that crap. You're getting
Swedish fish? Anyone?
Swedish fish are good, yeah.
That I can tolerate.
I feel like this is just turned into like a candy love fest.
There's so much to love.
That's what we do here is, retro nostalgia, Quinn, and things we ate growing up and stuff. Or currently order from GoPuff.
Yes, GoPuff. That's the way to get your candy these days.
Proud sponsor of Acid-Wash Memories, hopefully.
Let's go.
Those chewy ones, man.
You really hate them.
It's not that I don't like the taste. Mm-hmm. I don't like the work I have to do to eat them, to get them out of my teeth. Like, come on. Like, hot tamales, who wants to eat that shit? Like,
I hate hot tamales. Well, I know some people love them. It's the concept of, like, they're just cinnamon. They're not even, like, hot. Like,
I'm a fan of cinnamon.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, are you not?
I'm not. Not a fan. I just, hot tamales specifically, they never clicked with me.
Hmm.
I like milk duds, Alyssa, just to be clear here. I'm just saying they caught in my teeth. Tootsie Roll, same thing. They're good.
Hershey's Kisses.
Oh, I like them.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're Rushmore, though.
The only thing about Kisses that they do have, like, the market corner on is Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Little Jingle Bells commercials.
They've been running with that commercial for, like, 30-something years.
Yeah, they haven't changed it. They don't have to. It's timeless.
Yep.
It's like Bing Crosby or something.
What?
And you know who else has the Christmas marketing? The commercial plays every year.
What's that?
And it's already on our Rushmore. Is M&M's.
M&M.
Yeah.
He does exist. They do exist.
They
like,
do exist.
I can't
fantastic
believe
time.
That they try to pass that commercial off as recent every year.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you ever know? Like, I remember when it debuted in, like, 1992 or something. Like,
no, you're right, though.
And, like, everyone was like, oh, that. I remember when that was, like, a water cooler topic of, like, did you see that funny M&M commercial?
Yeah, I remember that.
Like, it's like, and now they.
Because John Lovitz is the voice of. Well, they did the same thing with the Tootsie Roll Owl. It's from like 1973.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it's true. It's true.
One,
but we were. I
two,
feel like we were the three. End people to see that. That distinctly like disappeared from Nickelodeon while we were still watching Nickelodeon.
Did it?
Yes.
You sure it's not still running somewhere?
Maybe in another country, but not here.
I don't know. What are we talking about here? So, okay. Is any type of gum going to make the damn Rushmore? We just, like, F gum.
No gum.
Okay, good.
Nah, I don't think we need
strip
gum.
Stripe and all that nonsense.
Fruit stripe.
Yeah, yeah. It was strip stripe to me.
What about those candies in the strawberry wrapper that everyone's grandma had? Or the watermelon candy wrapper?
I don't even
know.
Oh,
yeah, I mean.
You know the ones, I mean, the hard candies. Where do those come from?
Sorry, I think I'm going to go with like any not elderly candy, but any like older person geared candy. I'm going Werther's.
Yes, I think you have to go Werther's when you think.
You just want it because of the commercial. Yes, grandfather. Or
yes,
whatever.
Grandfather. Yeah, grandpa.
Yeah.
No, but it's true. Hey, Ryan, have a candy.
That commercial is like the definition of old people candy to me.
It is, but they're good.
They're not that
you
great.
You can't. Well, I didn't say that.
They're all right. They're not like Rushmore. Get out of here.
Why do you hate them?
They're like Depression era candy. Like, come on. You know what I mean, too.
It's not nice, Quinn. Yeah. It was a hard time.
It was, but we've now got better.
Steel pennies?
We now have better candy. Let's be real here.
Okay.
And you wanted to bring up Good and Plenty?
Because it's still going. It's still in the prominent. See, you know how you
Big
know?
Bang Theory was on for a really long time, too.
It was. So.
It's not good.
Eh.
Ridiculousness plays like 24/7 on MTV.
It's on right now, probably.
Somewhere, yeah.
Somewhere it is.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right. We got two on the board.
Okay.
We need to regroup here.
Okay. Let's just give us the list and maybe we can make a final decision here.
I think there's probably more to go, but let's start eliminating. Okay. So M&M's and Reese's Empire is on, right?
Yes.
Twix, keep? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Twizzler, keep?
Yes.
Sour Patch Kids. Does Sour have a spot here?
This is one of the questionable ones, as much as I like them.
I agree. I just don't want to see us with an overwhelming amount of chocolate bars, you know?
Yeah. Okay, we'll keep them.
That's what Twizzlers are for example.
Well, let's kick Three Musketeers then, or no? I don't think it's anyone's Rushmore. It's not my Rushmore. I like it.
I don't, yeah, it's a great candy bar. Yeah. It's very special. It's very unique, but I don't know if it's Rushmore.
I feel like it's the consequence of marketing. It could be the greatest candy bar, but
Snickers budget?
Yeah. If it had a fraction of Snickers budget. Like, Snickers has been pushed to the moon.
Yeah, they've
got like
a big
John
push.
Cena or something. it's like crazy.
And what is Three Musketeers then?
Barry Horowitz
Barry Horowitz, yeah. That's right. Nestle's Crunch.
I'll say this, Crunch has expanded its branding into a bunch of other stuff, which I find interesting.
But Nestle,
they've tried more with Nestle's Crunch than they have with Musketeers, and that's a crime
it's sad,
to me.
I know, because Nestle's doesn't need the rub here.
Yeah.
They've got a whole empire. Yeah. Nesquik and all that.
Musketeers just asking to be a meme candy or something. It just, that's what it needs in the 21st century.
A meme?
It needs to be a meme.
Oh my gosh. Are we going to see a resurgence of Three Musketeers in 2025? It makes a giant comeback, rebrands itself?
It should.
Due to the popularity of the show, I think it will, clearly.
I think so.
We should start a campaign because it's we want, yeah. I think we all want to put this as a Rushmore, but we know we can't because of marketing reasons.
it's all red tape and bureaucracy, if you ask me.
Yeah,
it's true.
And I'm not going to stand for it.
So that I'll let it go then.
All right,
personally,
I think we have to let it go. But Kit Kat, I think, is worthy.
Give me a break. Get it?
I think Kit Kat, just for I said, the international appeal too, I think is.
Yeah, those flavors in Japan are good. I've had them. they are good.
Japanese extra variety stuff is amazing. I mean, I know. With Burger King, for example, why do they not get it that we want that too? You know what I mean?
They get it, Quinn. Yeah. They get it. York Peppermint Patty.
Personally, that's my mother's candy. So it's kind of I feel it doesn't, I don't know if it has the grand appeal.
So I guess we're not putting C. Howard Violets on this.
Oh, that would be a Death Valley to me.
A proud former sponsor of our Vantage Point Retro Wrestling
Podcast. It was an actual spot. It's one of the only sponsors we ever got.
Do you know C. Howard Violets? The little violet candies that look like the little pieces of soap and taste like little pieces of soap, Alyssa?
I could not. I don't think I've ever had one.
We caused people to buy them.
We really
because
did.
Of our whole diatribe on how I thought they're trash and Joe thinks they're good.
And because of that, I parlayed that into a sponsorship for 8 weeks.
He actually emailed them and they were like, hey, we're good with that.
And they gave me a free t-shirt that I still have. So they're not Rushmore material though. Yeah, they are very underground.
If you thought they had zero chance.
Yeah. So York Peppermint, I guess, is just not big enough. We're gonna dump.
Unfortunately.
It's great. It's refreshing. It transports you to the top of a mountain. but I don't think it's Rushmore.
Transports me to my mother's car.
Very well. What about I think we have to mention this, the classic Hershey bar, the milk chocolate Hershey bar.
We have to for posterity, I suppose. Do you ever feel like Hershey positioned itself as we're the original candy bar or something? We invented it.
Yeah.
Did they?
No, they didn't. They didn't, but they were very early.
Yeah.
What do you think, Alyssa? I mean, it's got the little rectangles.
Oh, it's fantastic. I mean, I have been to Hershey Park many a time on school field trips. It is a magical place. They used to give you free candy, whatever was new and up and coming at the end of the one Hershey ride. I will always have fond memories. It's just not regular enough. That's exactly it.
Fancy about it.
It's Super Mario.
Here's chocolate.
It's tradition.
But nothing else.
Right. It's tradition.
There's a reason people mix Hershey's chocolate into stuff, but they never eat it raw, you know?
Even I like their special dark better than the milk chocolate bar.
Right.
I like their special dark a real lot. I like the cookies and cream one mm-hmm. a real lot.
I'm a Hershey's with almonds gal.
Oh, big almonds fan over here. I guess we'll do the
Hershey's. Hershey syrup is the staple of chocolate milk, which is a syrup form of their chocolate.
It's also good on ice cream.
Yes.
The Hershey syrup mm-hmm. is really good on ice cream. It hardens. Remember the one? It hardens into a shell.
Well, you're thinking of turtle shells.
No. Hershey's had a version that does
that.
Oh,
they did?
Of course.
You never had this?
Do you think I would lie?
I don't know.
Do you think I could be wrong? Yes.
I think you could be wrong.
That is quite possible. No, I had a Hershey's version of it, I swear.
Today I'm going to be reviewing the Hershey's chocolate shell topping.
I'm with you both that it's like, it's not enough, right? It's like, here's your chocolate.
Yeah, here's just chocolate. Grandfather. Again, it's just that to me.
Hey, Ryan, you want a candy? Yeah. When I was three, we used to have these. There was no electricity yet.
You know you're going to insert that commercial into this, this
absolutely.
Podcast.
You're damn right I am.
Hi, Grandpa.
Hey there, Ryan.
Grandpa, You can't imagine how many different butter candies I just saw in the store.
Yes, I can't imagine that.
But you can't imagine how many of them had golden wrappers.
Well, I can't imagine that, too.
But, Grandpa.
What about, like, I'm just throwing names out there. These might not be contenders, even, but Payday.
Eh.
Too much peanut.
Too much peanut. It's got the chewiness, which I feel like we've already tackled in a lot of our other candies that we've discussed.
Yeah.
What about
Mentos? The fresh maker. We didn't even think about that.
That is a candy.
They have a jingle.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they have very weird European commercials.
Yep. And the Foo Fighters did those that parody video, remember?
Yes.
Anyway.
What a lovely 90s thing that was, late 80s. I think the commercials were made in the late 80s, but they didn't make it over here till the 90s.
Yeah, those commercials are pretty classic, though.
Yeah.
The one with the guy with the paints a suit and then he like rolls on the bench. I mean, come on.
The one where he like gets the girl or whatever.
They always get the girl. Everything always works out at the end of these because you have the Mentos.
Yeah. Remember Double Mint also tried commercials that were very similar to that?
That is exactly the one that I was thinking of when you were talking about the Mentos commercials. I was like, oh, right, Double Mint.
When Wrigley's was like, they're like early 90s, like push to market gum more. Like,
yeah, they did.
All of a sudden, Wrigley's is like, we're here
Juicy
now. Remember
fruit.
Us? Like,
yep.
Remember us?
Yeah.
You know?
Big Red.
Yeah.
They like went all in.
I could not understand this because I was just like, it's just gum.
It is just gum. I don't know about Mentos as a Rushmore. Like to me, that's like lifesavers. It's like they're good.
Yeah. So you think Tic Tac and all that doesn't count?
No, because they're also like conquering the breath category.
They're trying to be more healthy or something.
Yeah, the breath category. Like
it would be. So you're saying it'd be like counting Banaka or something?
Yeah, it'd be like counting Banaka. Right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh,
it's we're veering into like Listerine territory almost with Tic-Tac.
Oh my Lord.
You know it's true, Alyssa.
I know it is. I know it is.
Certs.
And I think that's what kept me from the York peppermint patty is that too many people are polarized by the mint and chocolate situation.
I know. It's toothpastey to some people. It's hygienic.
It's true.
Which is ironic because it's candy.
Yeah, it's terrible for
you.
It's
a whole bad thing. I'm kind of warming to either Twix or Kit Kat. But I don't want to like jump any guns here. If there is a gun to be jumped,
just trying to think if we missed anything significant at this point.
I'm sure we did, and our fans will let Alyssa know.
Yeah,
specifically Alyssa.
Only Alyssa,
unless it's Good and Plenty related.
Yeah, that's cool.
I don't want the Good and Plenty stuff.
What if the Good and Plenty gang comes aboard and they're like, you did Good and Plenty dirty.
The Good and Plenty gang sounds like something from a fictitious opera.
It sounds like one of the gangs that would live in Munchkin Land.
Yeah, honestly, like the Lollipop Guild.
The Lollipop Guild and all them, the Good and Plenty gang.
The Lullaby League and the Good and Plenty gang. Well, I'm glad we're focused here. So I would say Butterfinger, no, right?
Like
I'm running through the gamut here.
Really, the only thing they ever had was Bart Simpson. And then like once that was gone, nobody cared.
Do you remember ever get it? Because I used to love them until I discovered Fifth Ave. You'd get it, and it'd always be broken. And finally, they're like, you know what? Screw this.
They just started
just two pieces now.
Them.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were always broken. Like, always, always pre, like, breaking them for you.
Yeah.
And I feel like you'd almost get, like, the Nature Valley granola bar situation, where as soon as you take a bite, it's like,
yeah,
like it's everywhere.
Crumbs on your car, or wherever you are, in your bed. wherever you're
just envisioning like Newman eating one and yeah, it's like yes. all over his shirt like or
Newman,
whatever.
Exactly.
Like somebody like him.
What about the Peter Paul company? So that would be like Almond Joy and Mounds. Any consideration there? Almonds, Alessa, almonds?
I mean, I love them. I just don't think they're Rushmore. They're not Rushmore okay. material.
Mm.
Quinn?
Mm, no. I never coconut? Had any love for that.
Not a coconut fan?
I like coconut. I just, you know, I rather like a coconut munchkin donut or something. Not that.
Mm.
That's not a...
They put the coconut shavings on. There's that existed. Maybe it doesn't anymore. I know there's donuts that have it. Either way, it's good.
Like snowballs.
Yeah, like snowballs.
Like the little tasty cake things.
Yeah,
yeah.
Maybe it's an Entenmann's thing. I'm thinking. Of.
It's an Entenmann's or a Little Debbie company or one of them. Yeah, Hostess.
Mount Rushmore of Entenmann's. That could be a whole.
I'm sure Alyssa will join us for that one.
Yeah,
she's our Rushmore specialist, obviously.
I feel like nobody these days is like, what the hell is Entenmann's?
What?
Oh, they better not.
I feel like the popularity of Entenmann's is gone.
Why?
I don't know. What I just don't see it in that? I don't see it in the zeitgeist anymore.
How often do you look at the zeitgeist?
I'm on the internet. I'm online, Joe.
Alyssa, do you view the zeitgeist?
Have Entenmann's exited the zeitgeist?
I feel bad because I feel like Entenmann's isn't in conversation as much as it should be, but I also wonder how much of it is locale. Like, do they have Entenmann's everywhere?
I don't know if it's worldwide.
Yeah.
We're all in the Northeast, so we might be a little inherently biased.
Entenmann's was referenced in Seinfeld.
Northeast, though,
yeah.
Quinn.
Yeah. True.
Can I bring up something here? Because I didn't, and we should. Not a Rushmore for me, but I gotta get your thoughts on them. Skittles.
Taste the rainbow.
I'll, like, get in the mood for Skittles, and I'll enjoy the hell out of them. Again, great variations. They do a tropical that is out of this world. Mm. If you're into like potent potables, you put them in, you know, the bottom of a beverage, and they are quite delectable.
Not Rushmore
material, yeah. but I like multifunction.
The issue with Skittles always was is there's like a weird, not I can't call it crunchy. It's like they're hard to bite into. Like they always like by the end of the package, you're like, why do I feel like I've been chewing on something hard for like 20 minutes. Like, what happened?
They do require effort.
Yeah.
And to me, they were always like, here's the fruit version of M&M's. And I just always compared them to M&M's.
They were, but they're not as soft as M&M's.
No,
that's the thing.
It's a problem.
Yeah.
They're way more dense.
They're much more dense. Yeah. That's a good
point. I don't know what the hell's in them that makes them that way.
The rainbow, Quinn.
Yeah.
That's what you're tasting. Obviously, yeah. What's your favorite part of the rainbow, Quinn?
The taste.
Exactly. What about sweet tarts? That's sour-ish. Mm-hmm. I mean, tart, at least, if nothing else.
Remember the last time I had a sweet tart?
I love sweet tarts.
I always liked shock tarts more than sweet tarts for some reason.
Yeah.
I think it's the chalkiness, right?
The chalkiness.
Sweet tarts kind of chalky, yeah.
Yeah. Shock tarts are good.
Well, in that category of the chalky candies like sweet tarts, Pez.
Oh,
Pez.
They're fun.
Heck yeah.
I mean, they have their own container.
They have their own container.
People collect it.
Is the candy itself that good, though?
I never thought it's that good, but there's also another, there's a weird factor of like, I swear when you're eating Pez, you like it better because of the delivery method.
And 100%. Then
like, when you're done with it, you're like, that wasn't that good. Right. Like, you know what I mean? Like, right, it's like so weird. It's like mesmerizing. It's like, hey, Donald Duck is giving me a Pez and I want to eat all of them. Right. It's like, it's like Disney. What they had all sorts of people.
Yes. I have the whole Wizard of Oz Pez set unopened.
What an ingenious thing, by the way. It's like, let's take this like mediocre candy, but like have this like iconic like thing that just like dispenses the Pez.
It's
and suddenly
true.
People are like, this is good.
You're right. Like, that is pretty brilliant.
It's like, this is amazing. I'm having this intimate experience with a stormtrooper out of his helmet. Like, this is great.
I never knew Pluto felt this way about me.
Yeah.
What about nerds? You mentioned them briefly. I love nerds.
I love nerds.
Are they,
but...
aren't they Rushmore-ish? Nope, but let's just say no.
I mean, to me, no, I'm not. Like, I'll take runts over nerds.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're good too.
They were always like a sub candy. This like, what if we put like rice or something, but sugar.
Sugar.
You know what I mean? Like, they're like
rice.
These tiny,
sugar
like,
rice.
Whatever they are.
Nuggets.
Not even nuggets. They're not big enough to be nuggets. I don't
Pebbles? So,
Pebbles.
They're pebble-esque crumbs. They're crumbs, basically.
Crumbs.
Are we at the point where maybe everything that, like, there's other ones that I don't even feel like mentioning, like Heath Bar and like, like Chunkies and stuff like that. Like,
get
they're
out of here.
Abba Zabba.
Yeah, exactly.
Pikachu's.
Symphony. Remember the Hershey Symphony? Mm-hmm. Like, they're
100
grand. But these, none of those to me are Rushmore. It's just me saying the names of candy at this point.
You said gum before, like Big League Chew or something.
It's a great gum.
Yeah.
If we did a Rushmore of gum, it might be on.
I feel like gum should be separate. It's not candy gum.
Yeah, you might be right about that.
Like, Wrigley's made sure we knew it wasn't candy. They were like, this is not candy.
Yeah, well, Wrigley's has a bit of an ego, as far as I'm concerned.
This is so that one day you can find your twin or whatever, or something healthy.
Or something healthy, yeah. One way or another.
Yeah.
All right, so here's what's on the table. Twix, Twizzler, Sour Patch Kids, and the Kit Kat. Any instincts here?
Twix, probably.
Twix.
How about everyone else on that?
To get rid of or to keep?
To keep.
Oh.
Or that might be a Rushmore.
I know it was like, I think my pick, but I just, now that I'm thinking of all the other, I'm like, there's two spots left.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like at this point, we don't have any sweetness or like fruity sweetness. So I feel like I would want to go Twizzler just so that there's not just a chocolate wall.
Hey, I'll agree with you on that too. I'm totally on board with Twizzlers being on here too.
I am so torn on that and Sour Patch, because if we're doing non-chocolate,
Twizzlers is more ubiquitous, as you would say. Like, it's more like it's more of like a default, if you will.
It is, and it's like we talked about, it has a lot of great characteristics in terms of the eating method.
There's variety.
They have the bites, they have the little version. There's different
the nubs
flavors
or whatever.
Yeah, the nibs.
Yeah, nibs.
Different flavors. Yeah, okay. Reluctantly, but with my full support, I say we put a Twizzler on as number three. You guys, we're going to turn our keys on that one.
Yeah, let's do it.
And then it's going to get crazy. Thank you. All right, for number three, Twizzlers. All right.
Okay, there it is.
To run it down here, we've got M&M's, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, and Twizzlers. So we've got Twix, we've got Sour Patch, and we've got Kit Kat. Is there anything else we need to get added to this? I am having a hard time thinking of Rushmore worthy type of
I think we're running
candies.
Out at yeah. this point.
And that's where that's where you fans come in. You tweeted us and let us know what we missed, because we invariably will miss something. Mm-hmm. And you guys
for
can
sure.
tell us.
That word, yes.
Invariably, Quinn.
Yes.
Invariably.
It is a word, Quinn.
Inevitably.
I know that, but invariably is the word I chose to use.
I see.
Is there anything, like, what are we... What are we doing here? So what do we got? Any other ideas?
I don't have much to add at this point. I feel like we named every candy ever or
Baby
something.
Ruth?
No, Baby Ruth. No.
What's your problem with Baby
I just
Ruth?
Don't like Baby Ruth.
Is it the name?
Yeah.
It had its moment in Goonies, and that was like it.
It also had its moment, you know, in the 20s. When Babe Ruth... It's like, why don't we put the Reggie bar on there, too?
Well, that's fair, Quinn. You're right. Okay, so we know Baby Ruth. It's the name, though.
No Baby Ruth.
Just to be clear.
Yeah.
You don't like the name.
I think it disqualifies it immediately. Okay. And I like Babe Ruth. It's just, I mean, really?
Babe Ruth.
We're going to put a gimmick candy bar on here.
It's not gimmick.
It is.
It is not.
It's a promotional tie-in candy bar. It's just like the name persisted.
100 years ago, it still persists.
Has it stood the test of time, though? Like, really?
Yeah, no, like, does anyone actually care about it?
The test of time, maybe.
It's honestly surprising. I'm like, do they have to pay Babe Ruth's family for that thing still?
No. Like, it's Baby Ruth. It has nothing to do with Babe Ruth. Remember, it was Grover Cleveland's daughter, Ruth.
Yeah, sure.
Sure it was.
Yeah.
Okay, well, with that said... I think we might have to pick from what's on the table, Twix, Sour Patch, or the Cat. I gotta say, if Sour needs a spot,
yeah,
the kids, man.
The kids are all right.
I mean,
but Kit Kat. I feel like it's really standing out here.
Marketing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like, to me, Kit Kat's the only one of them that has a song. It has so many flavor variations. And I feel like I've come across more people that are like, ooh, I don't do sour candy, than I've come across people that are like, ooh, I don't like Kit Kat.
That's
or chocolate
true.
In general.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true, though. It does have probably a wider appeal because sour is still like a niche market.
Yeah. True. Did we bring up the Oreos cookies and cream bar?
The Hershey's.
Like, we kind of did, because I know some people like swear by that thing.
I think it's very good.
Like, it's great. Yeah.
I'm not a big white chocolate fan, but
that's
do it
what
well.
I mean. Is there's a lot of people that will only have white chocolate for reasons.
I don't like it as much. It's a little too sweet for me.
Yeah, I'm just pointing it out.
But I think the cookies and cream bar is very good. Yeah,
right.
I agree. It is. I don't know, man. I think I got to go. We might have to go cat.
I'm with you.
I agree with Kit Kat. I feel like the more I talked and ruminated on it, the more that it really did stand out. I can't believe that I am forsaking Twix.
Well, when you ruminate, Alyssa, you know, it's a whole
different... I ruminated.
This is why we talk about this. So we're not just going with our gut here, right? This is scientific and very official.
There are beakers all over this place.
Right.
Lab coats on.
I mean, this is going to be a reference podcast. People are going to, you know...
Like a medical journal.
Right. Like the candy industry is going to be listening to this.
Hopefully someone from Three Musketeers is listening.
At least one of the Musketeers.
So when we do...
At least one.
When we do the volume 2 of this in like 10 years, it gets updated.
Right, the revised edition.
Yeah, the revised edition. Like, yeah, they're going to be want to be on it. And then they're going to sponsor this show and more candy companies.
Well, because the groundbreaking research and insightful analysis that we provide.
Right.
Obviously. There's so many factors.
So many factors.
I'm sure the marketing departments are real proud of themselves on this podcast because we got rid of Musketeers because the marketing department, and then we're putting on Kit Kat because the marketing department.
We are highlighting the highs and lows of the whole candy marketing experience. Yeah. And obviously our fans would expect nothing less. So I think with all that said, we're going to put Kit Kat on for the best candy, number 4.
Yes.
I'm into it.
This very serious program that we run
so
here.
So serious.
Okay. So for number 4, the Kit Kat. Okay, to recap for our friend Donnie, who might still be listening, number 1 on the Rushmore of candy is M&M's, 2 is Reese's, the Peanut Butter Empire.
And their PCs.
And their PCs.
Yes.
Number 3, a wild card here, not chocolate, not peanut butter, but Twizzler. And number 4, give me a break, Quinn, Kit Kat.
I'm so proud of Kit Kat, to be quite honest with you.
Yeah, I think it did great.
Yeah.
It
didn't seem like at first like it was a contender at all. It just kind of sneakily came in and suddenly we were like, Kit Kat.
It Barry Horowitzed his way into
the Rushmore.
Very
Barry Horowitz.
All right, well, that is the Rushmore. Alyssa, we could not do it without you. And to tell you the truth, I don't want to do it without you. I don't think anyone wants us to.
We can never do these without
you. No, we need you for the Rushmores, Alyssa. On all the guests we've ever had on Ask Watch Members, you are definitely the only one. So
I appreciate you so much for having me back to talk about snacks. You know, it's my favorite topic.
Of course, of course. Anything food related, we will try to conjure up and we will throw your way. Where can people find you? What are you up to? Anything you want to mention? Go ahead.
Yeah, social media at @AYY_Marino. You can see all the wacky, goofy stuff I'm up to in the wacky wrestling world. I love alliteration. Thank you so much.
You're very good at that. Well, you are an awesome all-star, Alyssa.
Appreciate you guys.
Folks, let us know your best candies and let us know what we miss. Again, AYY_Marino to tell Alyssa what she missed. I'm just saying.
Of course.
Or Good and Plenty related, SilentQ15 on Twitter. Yes. But Alyssa, in all seriousness, thank you so much for coming on. I know our fans missed you. We missed you. It was great to talk to you.
It was great. Thank you for coming.
Yeah, thank you both so much.
We will hopefully have you back on for some other food related thing, as we are wont to do here.
Sounds like a plan.
Thanks, Alyssa.
Thanks.
Take care, guys.
Quinn, I got to say something. She really is the Elaine, right? Like,
she is the Elaine.
She's the Elaine. Alyssa's awesome, and we hope you guys enjoy that. I know a lot of you were asking, when is Alyssa coming back? There she is.
She's back.
Okay?
Just now.
Here she is. And we hope you like that one. And in all seriousness, we know that our tastes and our opinions, except for the Good and Plenty thing, are probably different than yours. So
let's go Good and Plenty.
Hey, I'm sure
Good
you're
going to gang.
I'm sure you're going to have supporters, Quinn.
Representing.
But the Good and Plenty gang, the Lollipop Guild, very closely aligned. Yeah. Really, let us know, though, what you thought of this and your top 4 candies, if you want to. I guess other than that, though, Quinn, next week we will be back for a more traditional episode, right?
Yes.
We'll be doing the history of something. We'll walk through something completely different,
yes,
as we say around here. In the meantime, folks, thank you so much for being here with us. Please follow us on Twitter at AWM Podcast. Join our Facebook group. And Alyssa would love it if you left us a review. I know that much. So please do that. Until next time, though, this is Joan Brown and Michael Quinn. We'll see you next week for more Ask Wash Memories.
See ya.
Like what you heard? Be sure to leave a review and subscribe on your favorite podcast app. We will see you next week.